All right, Susan Rowland, psychic medium, is here. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thank you. We are here at 190 North State Street, formerly the State and Lake Theater.
I see. I tell you, it's a cool building.
It's been here for a while.
Lots of stuff in this building for decades. This is what makes it really nice.
A lot of history.
So much history. I love going to these old buildings because you amazing what you find and what you uncover and who sometimes is walking around, who appears to you. So it's kind of cool.
Who have you seen so far?
Well, when I did Windy City Live, I kept seeing Jane Byrne.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I did. And she always was petite, and she had this little red suit, and she's walking around. So I thought, that's kind of cool. And then I kind of went back in time and saw old, you know, equipment, projection, cameras. So all of a sudden, I kind of like saw like in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. And
were
just
the ghosts,
looking.
Did they seem ashamed of the show?
No.
Live.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, when spirits come through, it's really amazing what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, it's all true.
Yeah,
they have no cause to lie.
Yeah, why? At that point, you're already,
you know.
What
but
do you have to cover
very, up? Yeah, it's very truthful. It's like everything is unveiled for truth. So it's very interesting what comes through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I had done a reading yesterday, a session for a mother and daughter that lost husband and father. And they had a lot of unanswered questions, and he came through and he had so much to say, but to the point where they kind of looked at each other and said, how the heck did you know that? You know?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'll see things that you don't even understand. It doesn't make sense. So I kept seeing eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this sounds really crazy, but I keep saying eggs. I have no idea what this means. So the wife says, the last 2 months he couldn't eat much, and that's all I cooked was eggs.
See, I always think I'm skeptical of this stuff, and then it only takes like two things to drag me
right
in.
Yeah, but
sometimes, you know what? I myself, when I get these messages, have no clue, but it's all based on trust. Mm-hmm. When you trust the messages you get, it doesn't matter how crazy it is, trust it, because this is what they're waiting for. They kind of want to see if you're trusting them. It's like a scavenger. If you trust what you're getting, they're going to give you the next clue.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But when you shut it down,
mm-hmm.
you're shutting everything down.
Skepticism is your enemy.
So what are you getting right now? You getting anybody right now that is connected to any of us?
You know,
I don't mean to put pressure on, because I was looking to get like maybe a Lou Jack, a Don Wade.
Well, I wanted to start off with Lou Jack, okay? Mm-hmm. Were you close to him? I mean, I know that you all WLS and worked, but were you close to him?
We had some encounters.
Yeah. He was a crude guy at times, I have to tell you. He's crusty, and he's still coming crusty, but he actually is much more humbling and nicer right
now. Sure, now that he's dead.
Exactly. But he...
Death is the great humbler, I found.
Well, all right, here's what I see. Jeans and cowboy boots, mm-hmm. big time. He's not going to overexert himself for nothing. He's going to be comfortable. There is a message that I got on my way here, where he kind of...
Don't go down there.
No. No, the message...
Hit with a golf club if you can.
And that's another thing, golfing. That I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But what I'm getting from him is the biggest thing, he had his own demons. And at one point, he was pretty much thinking he was done with radio. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing at the end is how much he wanted it all along. Mm-hmm. So... making a mistake. Message is, just do what you love, because the minute you stop is when you get old and die.
Right. He always did talk about going out to out west and becoming a forest ranger.
Well, he had a thing with nature. This is I want to say with the golfing, he gave me a clue about golfing. There was a reason why he golfed at sporadic times of the year. He didn't care if it rained. He's going to go golfing. There was something really intense with him in nature. That's when he actually felt good. It calmed him down. The more he was around people, the more arrogant he got, the more uncomfortable I really think he was. And if I'm wrong, you can say that. But
nope, so far.
I'm getting this. I'm getting this loud and
clear
with him.
He used to golf in the snow.
See? Okay.
The snow.
Okay, because it actually was very tranquil. He was very young, and he knew outdoors was where he wanted to be. Actually, the more indoors he was, the bigger of a jerk he became.
Okay, I witnessed that.
Okay, but you get him outside, and then he got back to being who he was again. So there's a lot of truth to that. But he's also coming in with these messages that do what you love and don't stop, because that's when it really kills you. That becomes your enemy. Right. So he learned that, but he said, unfortunately, I went and I thought I was going to get this and I was going to go live the life here. And he goes, and at the end, all I kept thinking about was wanting my radio. Okay. So, you know,
I buy that.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Because he ended up, he moved out west, like to Santa Fe or somewhere like that.
And did then he? I have no idea where he ended up.
And then he ended up doing his show back to a suburban station here, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
So
did he? Okay.
He and Tommy, I think, were doing their show again.
Yeah.
Wow.
But remotely. Two different locations, yeah.
Right.
He's also saying there's abundance of animals up there. Animals do go to the same place.
No, that can't be, because then there'd be too many dogs.
Yeah, well, dogs go up there, my friend.
Could be referred to the animal stories.
Animal stories.
Animal stories. Nobody's actually amongst all his animals. He's liking it. He's liking nature. He likes animals. Animals really never talk back like humans. That's probably why he got along better with the animals.
Really? All your dogs will be there?
You know what? It's interesting. All animals. I did a reading with somebody, and it was a daughter, and she wanted to make contact with her mother. True story. He says, please forgive me. I hope this doesn't sound really crazy, but why do I keep seeing cows? And she goes, oh, my mom was a dairy farmer. I said, okay.
All my cows.
So I says, okay, I'm getting it now. I'm getting it, you know. So, yeah. Right.
I have a Lou Jack-specific question. There's an altercation that threatened Steve at one point. Is there remorse for that?
Do we need to turn out the lights for this? Or
he no, he
or is he was he does he feel like he was right in that situation?
No, his temper got the best of him. And at the end of the day, and I will bet I'm right on this. I'm not trying to be arrogant here, because if I'm wrong, you can still say that. At the end of the day is when you saw him at his worst. Okay, because like I said, when he was trapped into this room. Okay, he became another person. Okay, almost like a kid who's got ADHD and can't go out for recess. He kind of was that kid grown up. Okay, he did have some multiple personality jumps here. Okay, that's why he always retreated back outside. That's where his happy place was. Arrogant, yes. Crude, yes.
It's almost like we're talking about me.
Well.
Oh, you know what, Steve? You've come a long way, I think.
I have.
For the better.
I have.
I think you have. And there's a lot of peace about you right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Peace.
Okay.
It's nice. I like it. You're very comfortable in your skin. Not that you weren't before, but so much now makes more sense for you. But you had to go down a lot. You know, it's almost like you had to learn through others, watching everybody else. And it taught you something. So I always like to say, through everyone's passing, it's never a waste. Learn from that and how you're going to apply it to make your life better.